Extract from the Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. Read by Councillor Brian Wilcox, the Mayor of Hereford. The next thing he remembered was feeling hands on his legs and arms. Hard, strong, little hands. And then a swash of branches in his face. And then he was staring down through the swaying boughs as Baloo woke the jungle with his deep cries, and Bagheera bounded up the trunk with every tooth bared. The Bandar log howled with triumph and scuttled away to the upper branches, where Bagheera dared not follow, shouting, "He has noticed us! Bagheera has noticed us! All the jungle people admire us for our skill and our cunning!" Then they began their flight, and the flight of the monkey people through tree land is one of the things nobody can describe. They have their regular roads and crossroads, up hills and down hills, all laid out from about 50 to 70 or 100 feet above ground, and by these they can travel even at night if necessary. Two of the strongest monkeys caught Mowgli under the arms and swung off with him through the treetops, 20 feet at a bound. Had they been alone, they could have gone back twice as fast, but the boy's weight held them back. Sick and giddy as Mowgli was, he could not help enjoying the wild rush, though the glimpses of earth far down below frightened him, and the terrible check and jerk at the end of the swing over nothing but empty air brought his heart between his teeth. His escort would rush him up a tree till he felt the thinnest topmost branches crackle and bend under them, and then with a cough and a whoop would fling themselves into the air, outwards and downwards, and swing up, hanging by their hands or their feet to the lower limbs of the next tree. Sometimes he could see for miles and miles across the sea, and then the branches and leaves would lash him across the face, and he and his two guards would be almost down to earth again. So, bounding and crashing, and whooping and yelling, the whole tribe of Bandar Log swept along the tree roads with Mowgli their prisoner. For a time he was afraid of being dropped. Then he grew angry, but knew better than to struggle, and then he began to think. The first thing was to send word back to Baloo and Bagheera, for, at the pace the monkeys were going, he knew his friends would be left far behind. It was useless to look down, for he could only see the top sides of the branches. So he stared upwards and saw, far away in the blue, Chil the kite, balancing and wheeling as he kept watch over the jungle, waiting for things to die. Chil saw the monkeys were carrying something, and dropped a few hundred yards to find whether their load was good to eat. He whistled with surprise when he saw Mowgli being dragged up a treetop, and heard him give the kite call for, "We be one blood, thou and I!" The waves of the branches closed over the boy, but Chil bounced away to the next tree in time to see the little brown face come up again. "Mark my trail!" Mowgli shouted. "Tell Baloo of the Seeonee Pack and Bagheera of the Council Rock!"